1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
I want to talk about breastfeeding for a little bit right now because the internet has blown up over something that one young mum has shared with everyone. So Julia's 21. And she's got a beautiful daughter, Naomi, who's 10 months old. So she's still breastfeeding her daughter. Mm-hmm. And she took to the internet to say that she's got such a strong bond with her daughter through breastfeeding. And so does her mum, so Naomi's grandma, because she's breastfeeding Naomi as well.
Okay.
So what's happened here is both the mother and the grandmother are breastfeeding Naomi, who's 10 months old. And you may be going, how can the grandmother be doing this?
Yes.
Because after she had her five kids, she never, she just kept lactating, which is a thing. So, it can
it
happen.
Is. See, that's it's, my, it's, that was
it's
my
It's rare,
thing.
But you can still lactate. And so she's breastfeeding her granddaughter. And she said the first time it actually happened was when she was giving her a shower, which is very common. You can shower with your kids, grandkids. And she started to breastfeed the granddaughter. And the daughter is, or the mum of Naomi, is fine with it.
Yeah, well, I want to say concern, but my thing was, I'm pretty sure you've got to be lactating to breastfeed. And I'm glad you've answered that, because if you continue to lactate, obviously you can do it. For me, it's just a bit weird. Mm-hmm. Now, as long as the baby is getting the proper nutrition mm-hmm. from breastfeeding, from the mother's and the grandmother's milk. Now, is all mother's milk the same? This is me naive.
So, yeah, well, that you're getting the same nutrients from it. Every individual is going to be a little bit different,
yes.
But that's why they say it's so good to breastfeed, because you get certain nutrients and it helps the baby, especially fight off diseases when they're very young. Now, I bring this up because I have a personal story. Okay. And this is one of my favourite stories
to ever
share in my life, because my brother, he went travelling for around 2 years, close to maybe 18 months to 2 years around the world. And one Christmas when he was away, we were talking about being babies, because I've got lots of cousins my age. We're a very, very close family. And so Matt, my older brother, when he was a baby, he always cried.
Okay.
Always cried. Turns out he was actually quite sick.
Okay.
But for the first couple of months, mum and dad thought, what have we done to have a baby that only cries? And so he was looked after a lot by my aunties. Now, they have kids the same age.
Yes.
So Matt's got two cousins the exact same age. And then there's some a year older, year under.
All
so
grew
a lot
up
of my aunties were breastfeeding at that time. And at this Christmas, one of my aunties put her hand up and said, oh, yeah, I breastfed Matt once.
There you go.
And we're all going, what? Mm. And she goes, oh, you wouldn't stop crying. And I thought, do you know what? Works for my kid. I'm breastfeeding at the moment. Let's try it out with my nephew. And then another auntie said that she's breastfed him too.
Well, there
as well.
You go.
And then another auntie
said
she did it as well. So three of my aunties have breastfed my brother. We all were jumping going, who's breastfed me then?
Yeah.
It's only Matt it's happened to, because he was a crying baby and it was the way to shut him up.
It's just like booby roulette, mm-hmm. isn't it? Just mm-hmm. throw them all in a lazy Susan, spin them around, and what boob ends up on you drink out of.
So didn't he get a surprise when he returned to Australia and we informed him of him actually?
Well, he turned out okay.
Picture, right? And so this morning, I thought it's a different one, and we're taking the breastfeeding angle very different this morning, but it's a fun one.
Mm.
I don't know if we're going to get any callers. But I would love to know if you've ever breastfed a child that's not yours.
And Lana from Wagga on 13, 12, 16, have you ever breastfed another person's baby?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Who's?
It was my cousin's baby, so we had babies at a similar time, and a ritual in our family is to float down the river on Boxing Day.
Yep.
And this particular day, my cousin left her baby at my grandmother's house with me and my baby, and they were a little bit longer on the river than we expected.
Yep.
And he needed some boob, and
I feel like it's more out of necessity than actually wanting to do it. Is that what I'm getting the vibe about, or would you do it again just because you could?
Oh God, no. Yeah, I would do it.
You got the milk there.
Why?
Does the baby know that this has happened?
Yes,
brilliant.
So I was quite well. Actually, he doesn't know because he's still young. So this is like not very long ago.
Okay,
it's better.
But
let me tell you from experience. Hold it till they're of age. Hold it. It's great information at a family.
I didn't want to be on a 21st. Hey, Lana, thanks for your call.
No, that's great.
Also, Kirsten on 13, 12, 16, when have you breastfed another person's baby?
Well, we tried, but we wasn't lactating. But the baby and they do that. They do that funny face. They push it away, and everything's like, no, that one's not loaded.
Wait. So, Kristen, you just tried to see if it would work.
Yeah, we tried. It was like they couldn't smell the milk, so they were very upset and got cranky.
I actually did a similar thing when I was six and my youngest brother was born. I saw Mum breastfeed and I thought I could do this, so I did it to my younger brother.
Well, here's a tip for you. I got four nipples, so I had milk going everywhere.
Oh, God!
Kristen, what is this? I wasn't expecting this.
Wowzers.
No, it's like a freckle, but it's actually, and I was like, said to the doctor, what is that? And she goes, that's actually another nipple. And I was like, oh. And then when I was breastfeeding, I was like, it is, because there's shit coming out of it.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much for your call.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
When you're in a relationship, it's one of the main things is trust.
Yeah, I think it is the exact main thing. Like, you can have the attraction, but if there's no trust there, then the attraction, it can just fade away.
And then sometimes as well, that trust can wane and you might start to get suspicious of your partner. Mm-hmm. They might be acting a little bit differently, perhaps liking more photos of someone else's on Instagram.
Well, social media is a killer these days.
And University of South Wales has done a study of 2,000 people. This is over in the UK, but I'm sure the numbers might stack up here in Australia as well. That one in four spied on their partner's phone to see what they're up to.
It doesn't surprise me, though.
Once a week.
Yeah, it honestly does not surprise me.
In a past relationship, have you looked at your partner's phone?
Oh, it's a difficult one. I'll tell you what I did do. So my last partner, I was always a bit suspicious of his ex.
Okay.
And I always brought it up, said, really, your relationship with her is quite...
too healthy.
Quite close. And he goes, no, there's no relationship. And then one day I was just, because he was annoyed that I never posted pictures with him.
Okay.
And he took pictures of us that day when we were at the beach.
Yes.
And so I went to send myself one of those pictures because his birthday was a week away and so I was going to post it.
Yeah.
And when I went to his photos, I found screenshots of her.
Ooh.
And she was wearing next to nothing.
Oh.
Some close, and I remember going, well,
what's going on here? I think I know.
Didn't mean to snoop, but it turns out I have, and this has broken my heart.
Yeah, that's inadvertently snooping, because you went to do something nice for him, and like it backfired in your face, unfortunately.
But I guess maybe there was a part of me that did that because I knew there was probably something there, so I probably did snoop.
Half of the people found evidence of cheating and ended the relationship off the back of that. I'm presuming you ended the relationship off the back of that.
No.
Oh, Herbie!
Because they were screenshots. He hadn't been sent them, so he had done... anyway, that's
not a story. Would you define that as cheating?
More emotionally.
See,
but look, that was back in then.
Yeah.
So let's leave me alone.
That's sort of the funny thing, because half of the people that did find evidence of cheating into the relationship, they struggled then to define what is cheating. Is it a screenshot? Is it a like on Instagram? Is it a kiss? Is it sleeping with someone?
Yeah.
So this study, and then one in five men, I think this is the worst thing. One in five of the men in this study of 2,000 people over in the UK waited for their partner to sleep to use their fingerprint, then to open the phone.
Mm.
That's really untrustworthy, and you have got some serious issues if you're doing that to your partner's phone.
It is, but that's what the world's coming to.
Oh, I think I'd feel it. If someone picked my hand up to do something, I'd feel
it. If you're out cold, you're out cold.
One of my ex-relationships, I did do a little bit of snooping. We had...
I guess you did a little bit of cheating.
No, I didn't cheat. We broke up, and then I was struggling to figure out why we had broken up. I was actually overseas. I came back, and like 2 days later, she's like, I've fallen out of love with you. I was like, what?
So then she's met someone else, I can tell you that much.
Well, she hadn't. Well, I hope she hadn't. And I started doing snooping to seeing what she was saying to her friends about me. And I know that's not very good, but I did that. And I never done it since.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm married now.
I reckon everyone sort of dabbled there in that area.
I reckon they have too. So 13, 12, 16. I want to know if you snooped on your partner's phone. You can stay anonymous if you want. Both of you and I have been very open about what we've done.
I sort of want to know what you found.
Me?
No.
Oh, what these listeners? 13, 12, 16. What have you found when you snooped on your partner's phone?
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Weddings, it is customary to take a present, be it cash in a card or something, perhaps on a registry.
Depends what it says on the invite.
Yeah,
some say, no, I don't want anything. And others say, we want a wishing well. It's all up to that invite. You go, Jesus.
Absolutely crap. Always take something to a wedding. People have weddings to get presents. Well, I did anyway. Plus, I love my wife.
You should have a big wedding if you wanted all the presents.
I know. Well, I tried. So normally with the wedding, you get the gifts and then it's the next day you sort of open them all up. Mm. But what Kathy and Brandon Gunn did, they received a gift from their Aunt Allison for their wedding day, which actually said, do not open till the first disagreement.
Wow.
That's what the wedding...
So that would have been a minute into it then?
Yeah, you would think that, wouldn't you? So every time they've moved, they put this in a special place. They've had it wrapped up. And would you believe it or not, they had some kids. They had some arguments and thought about opening the gift. And then they thought to themselves, well, what if this isn't the worst one? What if there's something else coming up? Let's just leave it. And it took them 9 years before they opened it. Nine years.
I hate this couple already. I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but he is doing something to annoy her and she's doing something to annoy him, and you're telling me that they didn't have a big enough disagreement for 9 years. I think majority of the world would be annoyed at this couple for that, because no one's that perfect.
No, you would have gone straight to that present and opened up to see what was in there. Kathy said on Facebook, there'd been plenty of disagreements, arguments and slammed doors throughout our 9 years. There are even a couple
then
of instances where we both considered giving up, but we never opened the box. I thought that we both avoided turning to the boss because it would have symbolised our failure. And she goes on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like Kathy.
Well, after 9 years, they thought, you know what? It's time to open
it up. Yes. Rightio. If they had kids and I knew about this, I'd be opening that straight away.
All right. So it said, do not open till the first disagreement.
I
love this present. What did you think? I'm going to ask you, what do you think was in the box?
Nothing of importance. Maybe a token of something.
Well, it was sort of sweet, and I love this, and I'm going to use this for the next wedding I go to and do exactly the same thing.
Don't tell them to wait for the first disagreement.
Two handwritten notes are inside
from
their Aunt Allison, one for Brandon and one for Kathy. Along with that, there was a delicate crystal flower vase, two gem-studded wine glasses, a full shower kit, and some body cream, right?
Yeah.
So the note to Brandon said it was wrapped up with some cash. The note said, go get flowers and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And the note to Kathy wrapped up, it's a bit of cash. Go get pizza, shrimp, or something you both like and get a bath ready. So essentially it was your first fight survival kit is what she put together for them.
And now, they waited 9 years for that. What a
waste. I love
waste.
It. Don't you love that
what
idea?
A waste of time.
No way. I think this is beautiful.
9 years to do something that you should think of your own back if you're having a bit of a bad day. Do something to please the other. You do not need a note and to wait 9 years for that.
Well, I can't wait for you to get married because you're getting the exact same present.
I won't be waiting 9 years, I'll tell you that. I'll be opening it on the wedding day and throwing it right back in your face.
Taking the cash and running.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.